The Father wanted me to tell something to you, to give you a message. The message is, tell my people I love them. Tell my people I love them and I am coming for them. On March 28th, I received the message, tell my people I will come for them. Tell my people I will come for them. When I heard him say this, I didn't understand what that exactly meant. What do you mean by that? Because that can mean many things. And I realized that when you hear it, you will understand what it means. Because he will tell you, the Holy Spirit, in that moment when you hear, you will realize what that means for you. When I kept thinking about it, I realized it can mean so many things, right? It can mean, I am coming to rescue them. I see them. I know what's going on. He knows what's going on in your life. He sees you. And then again, I got the same message on April 1st. Yesterday or the day before. The day before. I got, tell my people, I love them. I know them. And I am coming for them. And then he gave me this story. And he said, there is a lion and a lamb that are lying together. Perfect peace. Perfect peace. And they're close together. And the lion tells the lamb all his secrets, all his plans. The lion tells the lamb all his plans, all its plans, all its secrets. And before I'm going to tell you what happens next, I want you to think for a moment. What do you think would happen? The lion told the lamb all its plans that it's going to do, and all its secrets. Does the lamb run away? What does the lamb do? After the Lord teased me a bit about what happens next, Lord, what happens next? What does the lamb do? What does the lamb do? He gave me a moment to think about it and wonder myself. And I'm just giving you that moment too. Because you'll realize who is the lion and who is the lamb. And what would you do? The lamb, he takes refuge in the lion. Because many things are going to be coming. And God is going to be showing himself in a tangible and mighty way. And the lamb takes refuge in the lion. It draws closer. It cuddles in closer into the comfort, into the safety of the lion. And yet there may be a shaking. There may be a rumbling. There may be things that the Lord is preparing to do. And he's telling us, I love you. I know you. I am coming for you. You are not forgotten. You are not left behind. He's wrapping his wings around his people and drawing them closer to himself. He longs to draw us closer to himself. He doesn't want us to escape the world, right? It says, I do not wish, Lord, that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil. And like that eagle, he has us in his nest, and his wings are stretched out over his people, and he's drawing them, and there's a great protective sense of the Father over his children. He longs to take us into himself. The lion is the minister. The lion ministers life and justice. He's coming to give us life and justice. When an angry mother, an animal mother, when she directs her anger towards another animal or someone that is trying to take her cub or to harm her cub, the cub knows that the anger is not directed to itself. The cub can be still relaxed and calm, even in the fury of its mother. It knows that anger is not directed to itself. And God, even though he pours down the vials, the wraths upon the evil in the world, yet we know that we are under his wings. We are protected. He loves us. He cares. He cares. He's drawing his people to himself, and that we should not be afraid for what would come, because that anger cannot accidentally spill onto his people. I am coming for my people. I am coming for what's rightfully mine. We are rightfully his. His name is in your forehead. His name is on your DNA. He is coming for what's rightfully his. We rightfully belong to him. We gave our life to him. We gave ourselves to him. We gave our wills over to him. Thy will be done, not mine, but thine will be done in me and through me. You died, nevertheless you live, for now he sustains your life, and his breath of life is in you, dear one. The kingdom of heaven, like the fog, is drawing over the earth. Those veils are coming down. They're becoming more see-through. The veils into the kingdom on earth are becoming more see-through. The kingdom of heaven, like the fog, is coming more onto the earth. And we are going to start seeing the kingdom. Because it is drawing, that kingdom is drawing over the earth. There is an overlapping point from where one age ends and another age begins. There is an overlapping point. We are in that overlapping point. That kingdom is slowly covering the earth. We are coming into that new kingdom age. It's slowly becoming visible. All we do is surrender. We surrender to that kingdom. The kingdom that is inside of you as well as on the outside of you. The Holy Spirit that is inside of you as well as on the outside of you. That manifestation that is within you is also on the outside of you. And all we do is surrender and we open up and we say, I surrender. I open the gates, the doors within me. The key is the blood. I open the gates with the blood of Yeshua. The blood of Yeshua opens those gates that I may see the kingdom that is around me. Those gates within me, the gates of the spoken word of Yah, of our Father. There is a gate within you. There is a gate in your belly, and it is the gate of the Word of God. His Word speaking right now. Many people are afraid to open that gate. They're afraid to actually start to listen to God's voice, God's words, His now words. Many people are afraid to open those gates because there's an inhibition. I might hear something that I don't want to hear. And then if I don't do it, you know, there'll be some guilt. That is not the kingdom way. And God is saying, I want you to start hearing my voice. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of a loving Father that only wants the best for you. And you yourself will testify that it was actually what you initially wanted within the heart, within your very own heart. Because we have to surrender, because there's that surrender of will, there's the surrender of your freedom. People don't want to surrender their freedom. Like, yes, I'll follow Jesus. Yes, I'll follow Yeshua and I'll follow His words, which is gloriously wonderful. But He wants to be personalized in every one of His children so that they hear His voice and they follow His voice. In that moment, that living voice right now that is speaking to you, let those gates be opened up within you. Surrender the gates to be opened. The gates are opened by the smearing of the blood. Smear the blood over that doorpost of that gate, over those doorposts, over that gate. That blood opens that gate. Because there is no fear. There is no reason for fear from a loving Father. And the enemy will tell the children, don't open that gate because he might take something away from you that you really value. He might take something that maybe it's not producing the kind of fruit that he wants to produce in your life. Maybe it needs to be cut. Not necessarily. He's a loving Father. He's not going to push you beyond yourself. But yet he may push you beyond yourself. It all depends on you. He's an individualized loving Father for each person. He cares about you. He cares about your happiness and the things that bring you joy in your life. If the Father tells you something and it may not be what you want to hear, or it may not condone something that you're doing or saying or being, don't give up in that moment. Don't think, oh, well, that's it. And then draw into yourself and be closed off from him again. Keep asking him. There's many times that I hear things that I don't understand. And don't give up in that moment, because it may not actually be what you think it is. Ask. Ask another question about it. And ask another question about what he tells you again. And keep asking until he shows you something so beautiful. And you're like, wow, this is really unexpected. This is more beautiful than I thought. It's not what I thought he was talking about. It's not the conclusion that I jumped to. I am coming for my people. I am their deliverer. I am their refuge, their safe haven. I think a lot of people are afraid of the end times and revelation and the revelations, because they see the wrath. They see only the destruction. They see the hatred. But we know that God always takes his people aside. Remember when they were slaves in Egypt, and they had their own land. They had their own area out of Egypt where they dwelled, where they remained. And remember that none of the plagues that came upon the Egyptians that they suffered, the wrath was upon them. It didn't come upon the Israelites. We have to trust in a loving Father that knows what he is doing. None of the plagues that are coming upon the evil shall come upon you, dear one, as long as you trust him and keep your eyes toward him. Keep your trust in him. Keep your faith in him. Like the last video, he was saying that he wants to be our sole provider, no longer looking to the ways of the system of the world, the ways of the people of the world, their system, their laws. But there is new kingdom laws that come with the kingdom. There is new systems that come with this new kingdom. And it's not where we look to man, but now God is our sole provider. And we look to him, because that's the way it's going to be when the kingdom comes. He's preparing us for what is already going to be. He's getting us already in tune with the things of the kingdom, in tune with the ways of the kingdom. He is coming up as the deliverer. He is showing himself. Thank you, Father, that you are showing yourself as the deliverer of all your people, of all the people that are called by your name, that you have put your stamp, the blood of Yeshua, that has redeemed them, that has marked them as your own, that you are coming. You are the God of justice. You are the God of life, that comes to your people, saves them from themselves, and saves them from the world. I am coming. I am their sole proprietor. I am coming for my people. I am coming for my people. I am coming for my people. I alone am right to come. We belong to him. You belong to him, beloved one of the Most High God. I am the morning star. I am their savior. I will set them free from bondage. When they least expect it, I am coming for them. I will pick them up. I am their redeemer. When they're with the bottle, the least expected moments, I am coming for them. I redeem them. I am their redeemer, says the Lord. I will pick them up in the least expected times. When they least expect me to be there, I am their redeemer. I redeem them. I redeem them from themselves, from the spirit of destruction. I am calling them to myself, says the Lord. In their moment of restlessness, I am coming for them. I will pick them up. I am their redeemer. In the midst of their situation, I am coming for them. I am their redeemer. They deserve to know me as me, as the Redeemer, as their Savior. In the moment when they least expect it, they deserve to know me as their Savior. And He is coming for you in whatever area you need saving, in whatever area you need redemption, transformation, life, and justice, being seen, being heard, being acknowledged. He is coming in the moments that you need Him the most. The kingdom is here, and it's going to be here more, and we're going to feel it more, and we're going to feel it more, and it is coming upon us more and more. But we have to change with the times. That surrender, those opening up of those gates, no longer fear of hearing His voice. His sheep know His voice. They hearken unto His voice. They heed unto His voice. They are led through the wildernesses by His voice. They are led by His fire. They are led by His clouds. Yesterday when we were driving in the car, my boy looked out in the window and he said, "Mommy, there's a rainbow in the sky. There's a rainbow in the sky." And I thought, well, it's not raining. It may be a little bit cloudy, but not really, just a little bit cloudy. And I looked up and I saw the sun. And around the sun was this huge, thick beam of just like milky white around the sun. And then as I look, I found the rainbow. And I look and I keep looking and I look and I'm trying to find the end of the rainbow, but there is no end. The end of the rainbow, it was actually a big circle around the sun. There was no rain. There was a huge rainbow around the sun. The sun was in the center, and then there was this milky white light around the sun, and then around that was the rainbow. And then past the rainbow, it was just blue, random cloud. There was such a distinction. Anybody else notice that? We praise the Lord for the kingdom that is already here. He is leading us and guiding us into the ways of the kingdom. He's already preparing us and establishing us before the fullness of the activation of the kingdom is here. But remember, that kingdom is inside of you. It's the mirror. As we open those gates within us by the blood of Yeshua, the kingdom that is within flows And it reflects the kingdom that is on the outside of us. And we see. We see. God bless you, beloveds. The Lord loves you so much that He sent this message to you to remind you, to let you know that you are not forgotten and that He sees you in all things and that He is acknowledging Himself as your Redeemer, as your Savior, as your Deliverer,